We're here with Blaze Andries from Marshall, Minnesota, and before we get into the nuts and bolts of the game and the season up to this point, I have to ask you, for those not able to see, I'll give a little play-by-play. You've been able to, you got some golden locks there here for the Golden Gophers. Your hair is about shoulder length now. What's going on, Blaze? You got the hair game in A form here.
Yeah, so last September, I decided I was going to grow out my hair and see how long I could get it before it really bothered my parents. But you know, they've actually liked it as it's gotten longer. So we're in good shape right now. And then I went and got highlights for picture day. And the funny part was, once I got highlights, Olsen had to go bleach his hair and get a mullet. So he one-upped me there. But next time I get highlights, I'll one up him again. So we've been having fun with it.
You're blazing a trail for sure. Well, let's talk about your game first. You obviously last year played guard most of the season. You played tackle in the bowl game, and now obviously you've transitioned to that right tackle spot. Are you feeling at home there? Obviously, you're producing well. You've helped be part of back-to-back 200 rushing yard games from a single guy back there. How have you felt the transition's gone playing right tackle now?
Yeah, you know, the transition's gone well. I think it's a big mental thing. You got different techniques at each position, but if you know the concepts of the play and your reactions, then you should be able to essentially play anywhere on the line of scrimmage. And you know, obviously it's different. You got different pass sets and stuff. You got edge rushers instead of interior rushers, but really it the transition goes pretty smoothly with the way Coach Callahan trains you. I'm feeling pretty at home, and you know, the rest of the offensive line has stepped up and been a huge part in that run game as well, and we're excited to have everyone.
207 for Mo 2 weeks ago, 224 for Mo last week in Champaign. How much pride, obviously he's Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week, but how much pride do you guys take in knowing that, without you big guys up front, he's probably not, be able to get that Player of the Week certificate?
We take a huge amount of pride. You know, Muhammad Ibrahim is a really, really special kid, really special player. You know, he loves his teammates like I've never seen anyone love their teammates before. Every single morning, first time I see him in the morning and even after practice, he will come up to the offensive line and he'll give us all hugs, ask how we're doing, you know, ask how our day was, what we have going on. And he's really a part of the offensive line, and he can come in and sit in our meetings anytime and tell us what he sees and we'll tell him what we see. And you know, I just love being around that guy. So when he gets a reward, we get a reward. I just love to see that guy succeed, and he deserves it all because his character is impeccable.
I want to ask you about that one touchdown, the rugby scrum touchdown, where I talked to Mo earlier this week. He said his feet were actually up off the ground. Like, you guys at one point had squeezed him in so hard he was up, and the whole stack carried him into the end zone. When you watch that on film, what kind of rushes through your mind when you see a touchdown like that?
You know, it's exciting because that's what we've been trained to do. We actually have a period in practice where we train pushing the pile. As crazy as that sounds, it's one of the most demoralizing things you can do to a defense, is where the defense sticks a running back for 3 yards, but the offensive line comes behind the running back and pushes him for another 7 for a first down, or in that case, Mo got stuck on the 2 yard line, and literally the entire team, you had Tanner, you had Bate, you had Chris back there, everyone pushing the pile to get that touchdown 2 yards. And, you know, that is a huge, you know, we don't believe in momentum, but that is a huge, like, mental part of the game, where if you can do that and everyone's on the same page to be able to work for that touchdown, then, it's well deserved. And yeah, Mo got picked up a little bit in there, so I don't know. It was fun, and everyone was helping each other up afterward, and it was a big celebration. But man, we were tired after that.
Yeah, that was a lot of work. That was like a tug of war, like the opposite of tug of war. Instead of pulling, you're pushing there. But you guys won the tug of war. That's for sure. You're a kid who grew up in Marshall, Minnesota, the southern part of the state, not that far from the state border of Iowa. With the Hawkeyes coming to town, I know they recruited you as well. How big of a game is this for you and your teammates, especially all you Minnesota guys up front, and knowing that you're due to get a win against these guys?
Yeah, and you know, it's a huge game. We're super excited, and the offensive line is we're 5 out of 6 guys that are playing right now are from Minnesota, and Schmitz takes it as seriously as we do, and it's huge. That Coach Fleck has been really preaching about the pig this year, and like he's done it in the previous years, obviously, but this year he's made sure that we are reminded every single day of what we are working for and what we are working to accomplish together by hanging up posters of the pig everywhere. You know, you walk up one flight of stairs and boom, there's the Florida Rosedale. And you walk up another flight of stairs and boom, there it is again. So every single thing that you do, you have that reminder. And it's been funny. I know the media hasn't been able to come to practice this year, but you've got pigs squealing in the middle of practice and stuff, and so that just adds to it. So you know, we're having fun with it, but it is hugely serious, and I think the offensive line wants to take this one pretty personally. So
I mentioned, of course, you're from Minnesota, amongst a host of guys, particularly on that offensive line. What kind of pride do you take in having that Minnesota upbringing and staying home and playing for the home state university?
It's huge. It's huge. I grew up watching Minnesota, and I grew up being a huge fan of them. So when I got that offer, that was one of the biggest ones. And you know, I spent my time in recruitment basically getting to know the people here and getting re-recruited by Coach Fleck and deciding to stay. I mean, I love it here, and it's amazing. We got to get more kids to stay home, and I love it here. I mean, the culture. Coach Fleck does an amazing job in teaching us how to live life, and football is awesome. You got so many rivalries, with Iowa being one of them, and the people are just the funnest people to be around. You know, you got Mo Ibrahim, the offensive line. There's never a dull moment with us. Tight ends, you know, you got Tanner leading us all. It really is. I couldn't be asking for anything better.
What do you think and Marshall's not a small town, but it's certainly smaller than the Twin Cities. Growing up in a community and maybe not a metropolitan area, how did that shape you, and how has that made you who you are today?
You know, Marshall has a different culture, I've realized too, as I've talked to more and more people from other small towns. Our head coach down there, Coach Ballman, does a great job of leading us and of teaching us how to work hard and what's expected of us. And you know, there's just a culture in the town where we take things seriously. We take school, we take sports, we take social and spiritual things seriously. So like it really has been a pretty easy transition from Marshall to Coach Fleck's culture, because you know, all the same things are important to him as they were in Marshall, and it's good to see that Marshall's doing the right thing, and that's why we've had so many people be successful in collegiate careers. You know, you got so many people playing college basketball, college football. You got Trey up at NDSU, you got Reese at South Dakota State, you got Jefferson at South Dakota State, YA Black is at Iowa, and you got couple of recruits coming up here as well. So it really is a credit to the culture down there and how they handle themselves, and I'm so grateful to have grown up there.
Have you been eating bacon every day this week?
Yeah, I've had a couple slices, not as much as last year, but yeah, trust me, we're reminded of it.
Yeah, very good. Well, hey, go get the pig.
Yeah, that's the plan. Appreciate it.
All right, very good. He's Blaze Andrees, Marshall, Minnesota, and it's Floyd of Rosedale week this week.